I'm really hoping that you have heard of someone called Arsene Wenger. Have people heard of him? He was the manager of Arsenal Football Club for 22 years. That must have been horrific, mustn't it? Manager for 22 years, and he came to mind the other day because he was on Desert Island Discs. And I happened to catch it, and I was reminded of what must have been one of his most famous sayings. I think it was about 2006, he said these words: Christmas is important, but Easter is decisive. Anyone remember that? He was talking about winning the Premier League, and he was saying, look, it's good to be top at Christmas, but to be top at Easter, that is decisive. Christmas is important, but Easter is decisive. He was talking about football, but he spoke more truly than he knew. So that first Christmas, 2,000 years ago, the baby was given two names. The baby was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us, and the name Jesus, which means Saviour or Rescuer. The Rescuer, who is at the same time God with us, was born at Christmas. Christmas is important. But the baby does the rescuing by growing up and then dying on a cross at Easter. Christmas is important, but Easter is decisive. And what we've all got to see, maybe for the very first time this Christmas, maybe you've never seen it before, but you've got to see this Christmas, that the message of Christmas is all about a swap. It's all about a swap. So 2,000 years ago, at Christmas, the baby, who is actually God himself, swaps the glory of heaven. God swaps the glory of heaven for a borrowed feeding trough. So that at Easter, God himself can swap places with us on the cross. It's a big swap. There's a swap going on at Christmas. There's a swap going on at Easter. I just happened to read a story the other day which I thought really helped me to understand this. It's a true story. It's about a man called Bill Deacon. 20 years ago, he was on the crew of a Coast Guard rescue helicopter. And he was called out to a ship that was sinking in absolutely mountainous seas just off the coast of Scotland. And it was too dangerous for the lifeboat. The lifeboat had given up. So this guy, Bill Deacon, he realised that the only hope of saving the last 10 remaining men on the boat, the only way, the only hope of saving them, was for him to come down onto the deck of the ship and winch them off to safety. So off he goes. He attaches two men at a time to the winch and they get lifted up to safety. The last two men are just being winched up on this rope. Bill Deacon is still on the deck of this ship when suddenly this enormous wave just sweeps him off the ship and he is killed. His body was recovered the next day. Do you know, it was an incredibly brave thing to do. You could say, without any doubt at all, that Bill Deacon came down and he died in the place of those men. He came down and he died in their place. It's almost as though he swapped his life for theirs. And at Christmas, Christ.
Christ himself, God himself, came down to earth. But he didn't just risk his life. He willingly and he knowingly gave his life. He came to give his life as a swap. Christmas is important, but Easter is decisive, because on the cross, Jesus was punished for my sin. Jesus was suffering to save my lost soul. He was dying to free sinners like everybody here today from the chains of hell. And by this swap, death was defeated by Emmanuel. It's the greatest swap the world has ever known. And can I tell you, it is the greatest offer anyone's ever made you. It's the best offer anyone's ever made you. For God to allow a swap like that is generous. For God to provide a swap like that is amazingly generous. But for God to be the swap, for God to be the swap is generosity just out of this world. And you know what? He makes that offer to every single one of us here today. He's offering to do that swap. He's offering to do it for you, for your family, for your friends, for your children. He's offering that swap. But the thing about an offer is, you've got to take it, haven't you? I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but that guy, that day when Bill Deacon came down on that winch onto that ship in that sea, do you think any of those crew members said, no thanks, I'm fine, I don't need rescuing? No way. They didn't argue, did they? They took hold of the rope. He said, you've got to take hold of the rope. They took hold of it, and off they went. And we've got to do the same. The swap is being offered. It's being offered. But we've got to take hold of it. We've got to take hold of it. And you know, it's so simple. It could not be simpler. Can I just tell you how simple it is to accept this offer? A, B, C, D. A. A. All you've got to do for the first time maybe ever is admit that your sin has separated you from the God who made you. Admit it. B, believe that Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago to die on a cross as a swap in your place. Admit, believe. C, commit to following Jesus as your Lord and your Saviour. And then D, what's D? Do something about it. Do something. Don't just say, oh yeah, that's nice, that was interesting. Do something. Come back to church. Come next Sunday. Come over Christmas. Come next year. Start looking at a Bible. See what it says. Do you know, I've got some little gospel tracts with me this morning. Some really interesting ones here. The Dog That Stole Christmas. How about that one? Whiter Than Snow. Are You Ready for Christmas? I'd love to give you one of these little gospel tracts, but you've got to come and ask for it. Okay? But don't go away thinking that was nice, that was interesting. Do something about it. So look, I'm going to lead us in a little prayer now. Because actually, if you've heard this and you're thinking, do you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for the first time ever. A, B, C, D. I'm going to admit, believe, commit. I'm going to do something about it. Let me read this prayer. You can make it your prayer as well. Dear Lord God, I have done and said and thought things that are wrong. I have. I admit it. And I'm really sorry. Please, would you forgive me? Thank you for sending Jesus to die, to swap places with me. Thank you for that greatest swap ever. From now on, please help me to live differently, to live in relationship with you, the God who made me, the God of the Bible, the living God, with you in charge. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.